The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Can you imagine a world where everyone knows they can make a difference? What if controversy is your ticket to success and new possibilities, to being a leader in creating a different reality? Do you have the courage to create something greater than has ever existed before? This is The Value of Controversy, presented by facilitators of Access Consciousness. Join us now for the tools, techniques, and awareness you need to create a world that you would be grateful to live in. Now, here are your hosts.
Hi, and welcome everybody to The Value of Controversy. I'm Leeson Bengtsson, and I'm an Access Consciousness facilitator. And today I have two co-hosts joining me, Susanna Mittermeier and Jonas Svensson. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. And today we have a topic that is so lovely and so amazing and usually comes up every time we have a class, client, or whatever, family. And we have decided to do a practical show where we bring up practical tools, clearings, and awareness is about managing your family, where we go from family driving us nuts to really choosing something different that can really work for us. Because we often have a lot of difficulties with our family, around our family, with expectations, with points of views, with experiences, and especially when holidays around, time tends to like increase things that are not really working or not fun. So we thought it could be quite appropriate to have this show after Eastern. So today yes. We're going to have fun and change around family. So welcome, everybody. And, guys, don't forget, please call in if you have any questions or any problem you would like to have help and facilitation on. And our phone number is +1-888-346-9141. And also join us also on our Facebook page, The Value of Controversy. So, Susanna and Jonas, let's start with having a little bit of fun about family. And how has your Eastern been?
Oh, listen, it's been amazing. It's so perfect to have this topic now during Easter. I've been with my family during the whole Easter, and I've been really, looking at how can I change this? How can I have more fun and more ease? And really using the Access Consciousness tools all the time to make it work and make it more ease. And I remember I came from Rome. We had a class there and we all met. And then I went to Austria and the first thing, like, got the total download of my family. I met them and I like, okay, so how can I make this work for me? And the first tool that actually came up for me is the question of, so what energy, space and consciousness can I be here to have total clarity and ease? Enjoy being me with my family for all eternity. And then I said, everything that doesn't allow that to show up, I destroy and uncreate it. And then I said, right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shorts, boys and young. And that just created, you know, that just started out with creating a platform of so much ease and possibilities. So that's how my Easter started. How about you guys?
How did your start, Jonas?
Oh, my Easter's starting great. I've been out traveling, so I've not met any family. But that's not the point. The point is more like so many people are spending so much time with their family during a holiday like this, like Easter. And I just love your expression, Susanna, when you're saying like, so I met my family and I got the download.
Yes.
And it's like,
y'all,
you know,
got the energy of that.
Yeah, and you know it's like a joke to say the download, but the thing is that we're so connected with our family and everybody in our family. So we're so connected all the time, so we can perceive and feel and sense everything about them and what's going on in their universe. And you know, when, like for you, Susanna, when you had been in Rome and created a different universe for you for a week, and then you're coming somewhere, and suddenly you're meeting another universe, and you're so connected, and you get that download, either you want it or not, instantaneously. And that's really, like, we really need to step up and be more aware of, like, what's your universe and what's somebody else's universe. I love that expression.
Yeah, it's so true, because it was really where I wasn't, you know, where you don't defend yourself against the information anymore that you get from your family. I mean, you meet them, and just the first second, the split second you meet them and get together with them, you get this, like I said, download, this information of where they're functioning from, what expectation they have of you, what they want you to be, what they do not want you to be. And it's like so easy to slip into this old way of behaving, you know, like you did when you were a kid, or like you usually do when you meet them. And it's so easy to get lost in there and to drown there. And here we have, you know, the tools we introduced today is just to not, you know, get drowned in all that autopilot way of dealing with your family, but just creating something that actually works for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we are often very different from our family with experiences we have and points of views. And when we grow up, we kind of agree and align and learn a lot of them. And then when we move out, we build our own life. And the funny thing is often when we come back or meet them again, I mean, if you have a great family relationship, cool, how does it get any better than that? But there's so many people, when they meet their family, it's like universes crash. They go into collision. Yeah. They go into demolition. They go into war. And that's like, hey, that does not have to occur every time. It can be very different. But I also have to then work with myself, with my reactions, with my points of views, with my energy, so I can be with them and also be aware how long time you can be with them before you explode. That was one thing I had to really challenge that at one time, because I knew, because my parents loved it when I was there for a long time. And I'm like, no, it didn't work after this amount of time. I was like, I'm filled. I don't know what to do with it. I hadn't changed everything. So I reacted then a lot. So I knew, okay, under this time, everything is fine. So I started having shorter meetings with them, and it really worked for me. And then I used a lot of the tools here from Access, and especially one where I had to really work a lot with myself and really use this tool, this interesting point of view, because they have really interesting points of views, my parents, and a lot, and me myself, of course, as well. But the thing is that it was a lot about almost like the fighting of the rightness of one's point of view. Mine was right, and they had a, if they didn't agree, they were more against it. So I was like, hey, everybody has a point of view, so all of them are interesting, none are right, none are wrong. But it I did really need to use it in my head like a bazillion times, thousands of times, just repeating it. It's an interesting point of view, Lisa, interesting point of view, I have this point of view, interesting point of view, my mother has this point of view. So it was like a loop, a constant loop. Have you guys tried the loop of interesting point of view?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And I must say, I think it's a pretty important thing you're saying too, Lisa, and that I think we actually would like to emphasize a little bit on. It's like there's nothing right or wrong. And it's not like it's not time to judge if you have a good family or a bad family. And the problem is only when we get that download and we don't know what's ours and what's theirs, it becomes this entity where we're giving up us. And that is never creating any fun. That's the problem. Mm. It's not about who's right or who's wrong. It's not at all about that. It's more like our family seems to affect us in a way based on that we're not aware of that it might not be ours just because it's our family.
So the tool that comes up here really, really naturally is, you know, when you have this download thing going on, you can just really use the tool, who does this belong to? Like, you meet your family and you have this, you know, you come from wherever you come and you're like, oh, it's all cool, you know, whatever. And then you meet your family and it's you know, it creates this or whatever that is for you. You know, I call it as a lack of better words. And you just, so who does this belong to? Truth, is this mine? And then when it lightens up, you just know, wow, it's not mine. So you guys listening, you can just start using this tool whenever you are with somebody or family or in a relationship or with somebody else. Just ask yourself, who does this belong to? And another tool that I've been using now during Easter is I've been asking myself, so who am I being right now? Like, for example, when I just started to have this sensation of, I don't feel like being me. Like, I don't have this sense of lightness or ease in my universe. I just ask, who am I being right now? And just that question opened up, oh, I'm just trying to be my mom's little girl, or I'm just trying to fulfill my dad's expectations of whatever. Okay, cool. Am I willing to continue with this, or am I stopping and choosing something different?
Yeah.
One thing I've noticed also with my family, because I've done so many modalities, and every time I did a new one, if it was meditation, yoga, whatever it was, I came home with this totally full of, like, I was so high and had so much energy, and I was trying to tell them everything and basically more or less convincing them that I was doing the right thing. And they definitely were not totally happy that I was forcing that on them. So they went into defense system, and then I had to convince them even more. So we were ping ponging for and against things. And I've done that a lot of times where I try, I was just enthusiastic and then almost trying to sell that to them. I even at one point, more or less, it looks like I convinced them to become vegetarians. And of course, it was their choice. But I was that enthusiastic to help my family to move on, to choose something different, to be happy. And my mother was sick for a long time. So I kind of supported them, and I even worked with them and stopped studying to help them with the business. And one of the things I've seen with myself the last years is that when I learn new things, I don't try anymore to convince them. I don't try to go in there and tell them everything I know. So I'm also in the energy, when I'm with my family, being also totally okay not telling them everything I do. Or it's not, I don't have to report to them. When I'm there, I can ask them questions. That's how it helped me a lot, that I ask them questions, because they get really happy when I'm curious and interested about them. And before, it was really important that they asked me questions or were interested in me, because that validated me, or I was looking for some validation, or that I was good enough, or they loved me, or all these things. And since I gave up that, I can be much more with them and welcome them in a totally different way, that they can be who they are and I can be who I am.
Yeah, it's true. That's, so many people expect that you know, that your family should be interested in your life or in you.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not. They're really not interested. They're interested in themselves. And what if you could give up the expectation of them ever being interested or finding that anything you say is interesting or cool or getting who you are? They might never get that. So what if, you know, we all could give up that expectation and actually, like you say, Lise, and ask them questions. Ask them questions about their lives. And then you're going to be the most interesting person to them when you start asking them questions.
And, you know, it's really, if we would just be an allowance. So let's say, Susanna's example that, hey, so maybe you're family is not super interested in what you're doing or what's going on for you. They might still care for you. And what if that's not a problem? What are we trying to achieve with having some specific persons acknowledging and being super interested in us instead of receiving everybody that is? And what if we didn't have to judge, which means that if you were in allowance of your family members to choose whatever they are choosing and to be whatever they are being and be interested in what they are interested in. I mean, maybe I'm choosing with my life that is totally not interesting for them. Why would I, how kind is it to force on them that they should be interested, you know?
But are we trying to create some kind of intimacy with them in a way that we think it should be?
Yeah, are we? Yeah, everything that front.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right.
It's kind of like every other date. I mean, really. I mean, you ask each other questions, and, you know, the person is not interested in you. Just ask, you know, when you ask the other person questions, you're going to be the most interesting and stunning person to them, you know? So why should, you know, family be any other? Why do you know? Why are those expectations in our reality that, you know, family should actually care and that caring should look a certain way? And I know that Google's universe is just saying that.
What are we longing after? What are we expecting? What are we desiring? What are we looking for? What are we trying to create that might be like a utopia, like something that is a fantasy because we've seen it in a film or seen it with somebody, and we're trying to project that at our family that is not choosing that, and how miserable can we become trying to fulfill that at some point that maybe nobody's interested in? Like, what are the expectations that are not real? Like, what is that we're creating there?
Yeah, and when we make that a purpose to create that or to fulfill that, how much significance are we creating around that energy that creates that charge of something that you're a failure or you're doing wrong or they're doing wrong, and somebody always needs to be wrong.
And it's those expectations are just so devastating, because, you know, just being during Easter now in my family, and we had family dinner, and they were talking about, you know, oh, you know, this person and that person, and all those conversations were about expectations. Oh, you know, they're my family, they should have cared for me, or they should have called me, or he should have done this or done that, and everything was about unfulfilled expectations, which created so much drama and trauma. And it's like really, is this how we would like it to be? Because it never ends. It just is this never ending autopilot, you know, thing where it's just creating drama and drama over and over again, and over generations.
And accusing each other.
Yes. And it's
we're accusing each other all the time.
Yeah. And then we think that is eventually maybe going to create intimacy. No, it never does. It really just creates separation. So everything that is that comes up in all you guys' universes that are listening, can we please destroy and uncreate at all times, Godzillion? Thank you.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, bok, all night, shorts, boys, and beyond. Wow.
Yeah, cool. It's not fun. And it's not fun if we go to, example, if we're going to have a family dinner, how many expectations are we coming with? And like, the thing with accusation is also funny, because a lot of people think there's an honesty behind that. If I say things, what I feel or what I believe, I'm honest. But like, what does honesty bring, like, to the table if we're accusing or putting somebody in a hot spot or telling them that they're wrong? Nobody likes that. So we're almost at the break now. Should we maybe wrap up with a clearing and let people have that in their system before?
Yeah, let's do that.
So let's shoot. What's the pity are you using to create the significance with and around family you are choosing?
Yay.
Good and bad. Everything that is, can we just try and create that? Yeah. Good and bad, right, wrong, put and book, all nine shirts, boys, beyond. So stay tuned. We'll be back after a short commercial break. Bye.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Want to know what the best kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. I'd like to talk to you a moment about hedonism, the pursuit of pleasure, one of the most judgeable offenses on planet Earth. Ever notice? How often do you allow yourself to choose something for the pure pleasure and joy of it, without judgment? How often do you choose to live your life from the adventure of what could show up, rather than the conclusion of what you or someone else decided it should be? What if every day you could wake up and ask, if I were truly living today, what would I choose right away? Join me for a 6-part teleclass series called 69 Shades of Hedonism. We'll unwrap the beauty and adventure of hedonistic living together. Are you ready to play? Oh, and a warning, if you'd rather feel dry and brittle rather than abundant and juicy and joyful, you should definitely refrain from signing up for this particular series. Participants may experience an increased level of pleasure in all areas of life. Are you willing to risk that? If so, go to drdanehere.com/teleclasses. drdanehere.com/teleclasses and find out more. See you there.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to The Value of Controversy. We invite you to participate in our program today. Call us toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to radio@thevalueofcontroversy.com. Now, back to The Value of Controversy.
Hi, and welcome again to our show about family. And yes, please write us, email us at radio@thevalueofcontroversy.com. We would love to hear your voice, what you would like to hear us talk about, or how was the show for you? What did you like or what did you not like? We're really, really, just really curious what you have to say about the show as well. So please do that. And call us if you want to talk to us at +1-888-346-9141. And we just, before the commercial, we had this clearing. What stupidity are you using to create the significance with and around family you are choosing? Let's clear that again. Everything that is, time to ceiling, can we just try and create that?
Yes.
I could have had it wrong for all 9 years, but yeah, I was like, where are you gone? And what would it take to create more ease with our family? And what else can we include here? So guys, welcome back.
Yeah.
Let's have even more fun here with family.
I think the significance energy is so... I don't usually use the word important that much, but it is actually really important to just acknowledge how significant the energy of family is in this reality. And whenever we're buying into that significant energy...
So what do you mean with that, Jonas, when you say significance with family?
You know, it's an awesome question. And you know this energy of like, it's the people that you have known for your whole life. It's the people that are the closest to you, nearest to you. That are the people that will be there for you when it happens or when something happens. They are the one that will take care of you and blah, blah, blah.
They will always be there for you.
Yeah. Instead of like choosing to be and do and have whatever we want to have with family, just like if they were just a person.
Mm. You mean a person you know? Like a friend that you choose?
Yeah. Yeah. What if our family members was just another person we knew?
Mm.
And how much more space is that giving us to actually choose and create much more fun with them?
Yeah.
The ease.
So the question you could ask yourself, you guys listening, a tool you can use, and I mentioned it before, you can just run this clearing on yourself. What energy, space, and conscience can I be to have total clarity and ease and joy being me with my family for all eternity? And anything that does not allow that to show up, will you please destroy and uncreate it all?
Oh, yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, bad, buck, all nine, shorts, boys, and men. So you can run this while you are with your family. You don't need to say it out loud. You can just run this in your head or have it on a clearing loop and have your iPhone and your something just to create the energy of being you when you're with your family. Because what I noticed during Easter now, being with my family, it's so easy to stop being you, to just immediately go into this being what your family requires you to be, where you totally forget you, forget your reality, because it's so entrained in our realities to meet up the expectations of other people, and especially especially our family. Because if we don't, you know, there are all those judgments of, oh, how cold am I? How not caring am I? Oh, how terrible am I? And everything that that is, everything that brings up for you guys listening, can we please just try and uncreate it all?
Yeah, thank you.
Fight on Good, Bad, Pop, Talk, All Nine, Shorts, Boys, and Young.
So if you are on the show for the first time, the clearings, and especially the one Susanna said now, we'll put it on Facebook so you guys can see it and you don't have to try to remember it now. We'll help you guys out there because we know when you hear this for the first time or second or sometimes even the tenth time, it's so hard to write down. It took me a while to be able to write down things in class when I was on a call. Because the brain just lets go of it. It's like it can't hold on to it because it wants to create a different space. So it does have that effect on us. So be okay. Don't judge yourself if you have no clue how to write this. And just go to our Facebook page, The Value of Controversy, and you'll see us writing those clearings and questions also there. So that's a really great thing to do.
Yeah. And what if we don't have to fix our families? Because how much are you trying to mend your family or fix your family or kind of make yourself the role of the fixer-upper in your family? And what if that is not your job? Because, you know, that is, I hear this of so many people, like, what would it take for me to have way more ease with my family? And then asking them, so what are you creating with your family? And many people actually say that, well, I try to make my family, heal my family, or try to create family. And ask yourself, are these people interested in more ease, or are they actually enjoying the drama, the thing? And when you acknowledge this, it's way easier to know that you have a different choice than you currently were allowing yourself to know.
And I remember you, that's so beautiful, because that's the part where, when we're also in the break, we're talking about this energy of allowance. Like really being willing, like everybody is allowed to choose their own life. What if we would choose to be an allowance of everybody just choosing for them? If my parents choose something, or if I had kids and they would choose something I didn't like, that has nothing to do with me. I don't have to react or defend for or against anything because it's their choice. What would happen if we looked at that out of every member of a family?
Yeah.
What would happen then?
Yeah.
And the question, like, And the energy of creating more ease for you with your family, what if the key is for you to be an allowance of them? I mean, I'm not saying that from like, hey, you should accept everything they're choosing and doing and be the doormat for that, and that will create the ease for you. No. That's not the energy. but if you would be an allowance of what they are choosing, and you didn't have to do anything about it. It's their choice. And what if that would actually be the invitation to them to also be an allowance of what you are choosing?
Yes. Because it's so easy to go into the reaction with your family, like we mentioned before. And usually they're like, I think they're like kind of two major reactions. The one is where you try to disappear and make yourself really, really small and like, okay, I just let them take over. It's fine, you know. I can handle it. I can take it. It's okay, you know. Like the disappearing one. And the other one is mostly you go into the fight, into defending yourself and defend the rightness of your point of view, which is more like the aggressive point of view. So it's like easy to fall into either one of those reactions rather than asking, so what action can I take here? What can I actually choose here that works for me? And everything that doesn't allow me to know what that is, I destroy and uncreate it. And then you use the clearing statement. So they're really just where you start choosing, changing a direction of what you're currently choosing to create more ease for you.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Hey, don't you have a great clearing on that energy, by the way, Susanna?
Well, you could use the ESC from before, the energy, space, and consciousness, or another one that... Yes, I actually do. I just looked at that. So what stupidity are you using to create the choiceless universe with your family are you choosing?
Oh.
And everything that is times gazillion, can we please all destroy and uncreate it?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you pot and pocking?
Right. Yeah, right, wrong, good, about a part of all your insurance.
Oh my God, two of those. We were such allowance and giving everybody space. Everybody gave each other too much space, and nobody did anything.
We're doing the clearing statement in stereo now. Exactly that, Choiceless, and thank you for remembering that clearing. I couldn't remember it totally. That was exactly the one I was meaning. And that, when you start to become in allowance of what they are choosing and in allowance of what you want to choose and in allowance of for you to be you with your family, it opens up that space where you don't have to have that choiceless universe. You actually get a universe and a space where you have a sense of having a choice, which is really... And that is when you start creating the ease with your family instead of creating this resistance and reaction, expectations, and all of that energy.
Yeah. And that is so cool, because that is exactly what's creating this havoc, this heaviness with your family when you think you don't have choice. I mean, just go there and like say, oh my God, another family dinner, you know, oh my God, the same old conversations over and over again. I'm just going to sit there and get so bored. And the only choice I have is to get really, really drunk, you know. It's really, really, you know, buy into the choice universe.
And it works sometimes if you're drunk as well. So we don't exclude that all at all. But every time it might not be the solution.
And you're still allowed to get drunk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's just your choice. You know, we're infinite being with infinite choices in a glass of wine. Oh, my God, guys, when you have a family dinner, we all know what we're talking about.
I mean, so, if you're doing interesting point of view in your head, like, please do it in your head, not loud, never, never loud. And a glass of wine with that, it can be really amusing to listen to your own voice. Like, it can really be fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
And how do you use this family dinner and my crazy family as a source of joy? You can ask that question. It really helps.
It is. And I have a great...
Yeah.
Yeah, you go.
Sorry, now go you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a great example, actually, of from my own life, how I created more allowance and more space for me with my family. And for example, my mother, she's really a perfectionist. So she likes to have every
yours too.
Yours too.
It might be relative.
And I think that you and me are the only ones. So, so everywhere we are trying to defend for or against our perfect mothers, can we destroy and uncreate that?
Oh, yes.
Right, really good about putting back all our shirts.
Oh, I got it. Like, everywhere we're trying to be even better than our moms, so we're even more perfect, even more correct, even more controlled. Can we destroy and uncreate that?
Yeah.
Get a better reference for all our shirts. Because we're not going to do it like half of it. We're going to do it even better.
And honestly, that was one of the things I did. Honestly, that was one of the things I did. I saw that she was doing everything perfect, and she was a perfectionist and having everything at the right place and knew where everything was, and everything was perfect. And when I moved to my own apartment when I was 18 or something, I started to do that as well. Like, I was trying to do that better than her. And, you know, that is really defending for instead of having a choice in your universe. And then it came to a point where I actually wanted to do the opposite instead. And I remember so much how my mother was coming and visiting me, and she opened the door and she started to complain of the mess I had in my home. And what do you think I did? I was definitely more cute than bright. So obviously I reacted like hell. And, like...
But did you say that, no, Mom, it's perfect mess, or what?
Yeah.
No, so you showed her the door?
It's the perfect mess. Now, in the beginning, I actually just reacted, which created this behavior that every time she was going to come and visit me, I had to clean for half a day before she was coming, so I could avoid those judgments of her. And can you notice how there was no allowance of my universe in that, and there was not any allowance of her point of view and her universe either. So there was really no allowance. And the day when I actually started to open up to space an allowance of her point of view and also an allowance of my point of view, I actually suddenly had this universe of choice where I could actually choose to act in a different way. And that was just awesome and created so much more ease in my universe. And what if allowance is the key? So for me, it has changed everything with my family, and I have so much more ease with them.
And what if we don't have to wait until our parents are dead before we have choice and freedom?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Everything that brought up, can we please destroy and create it?
Yeah, right, wrong, good, bad, but and fuck, all night, short, spoils, and beyond.
So
wow.
What are you using to create the choiceless universe with your family? Are you choosing? And everything that is, times Godzillion, can we please destroy and create it all?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Right, wrong, good, or bad, put and poke, all night, shorts, boys, and beyond. And you know what? People, when I was willing to be an allowance of her universe in this case, and realized that it was nothing right or wrong. That was just the way she wanted to have it. And she's not wrong and she's not right. And how do I want to have it today? And what if that's not right or wrong? Which means that when I started to be an allowance of her and of me, and she came and she said that, I could actually, without reaction and without charge, without significance, just say to her, like, hey, it's okay that you think that it's messy here, and if you don't like to be here, it's okay. You can go
again.
Here's
the door.
Yeah. Basically, here's the door. And if you, I would love that you stayed, and if you would like to stay, can you please choose something different with that? And if you don't, like, honestly, the door is there. But not from a reaction, actually from a kindness.
But that's the difference. That's the difference, because most people would definitely react. They get, like, upset or hurt or mad, and then they react and say the same thing, but there's charge in it. That means that will continue to the next time as well. But when you don't have charge and you're like, hey, this is my life, this is my choice, and you do as Jonah said, like, you can ask, like, if you don't like it, it's okay you don't like it, but you don't have to be here either. Then you really create choice for everybody that is involved. They might not be totally happy that you do that because they kind of been controlling your energy with all those things and those points of view, but you create choice for everybody. And that's the beauty of it, that we can also do with family. But we have to be willing to choose it. We cannot wait till somebody else to do it.
No.
That's one thing.
And what if we So what if we don't have to create the perfect family anymore? What if we don't have to create it a certain way where it has to be in a certain, you know, idealistic, oh, it all has to be sunny and we all have to, you know, get along and stuff. What if, you know, we can just have it as it is and choose what works for us? So
let's
run this one more time. What stupidity are you using to create the choiceless universe with your family you are choosing? And everything that is, times Godzillion, can we please destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And please, like, really, you, we will put out that clearing, too, on the Facebook page, by the way, because, like, please use that one. And we can actually put out another one, which basically will give you the same space and choice in this particular matter. What stupidity are you using to create the reactive universe with your family you are choosing?
Great one.
And everything that is, times Godzillion, can we destroy and create it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good or bad, put and poke, all night, shorts, boys and meals. Because those two clearings and processes, they will actually give you some space and peace with instead of reacting and having no choice, you will actually have this space of choice where you can choose to act the way you actually would like to act instead.
Yeah. Cool, yes. So let's choose to have more choice in the break as well. So do something that would be fun for you during the break, and we will be back in a second.
world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and as a result cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
This is the home of the top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success drivers. The Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You are listening to The Value of Controversy. We invite you to participate in our program today. Call us toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to radio@thevalueofcontroversy.com. Now, back to The Value of Controversy.
Welcome back to this hot topic about family. During the break, we couldn't stop talking, and everybody had so many energies, so many awareness, so many things that, like, we were looking at family. We can have a couple of hours more on this show, definitely. And I'm sure we're going to talk more about family at a later point as well. But there's so much more here that we would like to explore in a short while. And also, if you have anything, call in, you know, +1-888-346-9141. And please email us at radio@thevalueofcontroversy.com and give us some feedback. And please let us know what you'd like to hear more about. What kind of shows or topics would you love to hear about us? And I just love the ESC clearing that Susanna ran. The one that came up in my head was just like, what energy, space, and consciousness can me and my body be to have even more ease and change in this area? And I use that in any area. Like, it could be family, it can be friends or joy, and just adding what works for you there at the end. So Welcome back, all of you guys, and everybody listening. It's going to be even more fun here. Family.
Yay.
How much more ease can we create with our families?
And also, what if we would actually acknowledge the nurturing energy that we could have with our families if we actually allowed it?
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
And if we allow ourselves to be in the equation, your family.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as sex or do anything, like fit into anybody's reality that's not your reality, you're not in the equation of your life or your reality. And I know this so much, like so many years I've tried to, it sounds crazy, I know it does. I tried actually to fix my parents' marriage. How funny is that, right? I mean, who am I to take that job on me? So I used to, watch my mom figuring on my dad, and I used to feel bad for him, and I tried to defend my dad against my mom, and it just created this not so weird energy where I was like in the midst of their marriage, like totally weird. And as soon as I became aware of, wow, what whose reality am I trying to accomplish here? I actually became aware of that. This is not what's creating any more ease or allowance for anybody. And, if I would create my reality, what would I choose here? And I just started, like we were talking about allowance, just, people do what they do and people choose what they need to choose. So if they choose to create their marriage the way they do, who am I to judge that that is not a good enough marriage? What if fighting actually works for them? What if there's nothing wrong with them? And if I'm allowance of them, they can choose whatever they choose. And when I backed off, that created such a different energy in my whole family. And it was way easier for me in my body. Because now I don't have the point of view anymore that their marriage is wrong or bad because they, fight or whatever they do. It's just an interesting point of view. It's just a choice they make.
Yeah, it's their lives. As well, like,
yeah,
you're not in the marriage. Like, why would we
exactly.
Children mess up with a marriage? Like, we shouldn't even be near it. Like, they have their marriage and their things going on. We can look for what we would like to have. It's really funny what we do with sometimes try to fixing all this weird stuff.
It is.
But just acknowledging that how much, it's like so easy to misapply and misidentify caring with trying to fix people. It's not the same thing. Yeah, it's really exactly help. It's not
Susanna was just helping them to get a better marriage. She was really so kind.
I tried to be their psychologist,
Yeah, and for free, and they didn't even ask for it. They didn't even know they had a session.
Exactly. They didn't even know they had a session. How funny is that?
And they didn't pay either. What's up with that?
What they did was difficult.
Oh, they did. Oh, yeah, that's true.
But that's the thing as well, like, we're doing things or saying things to our parents or family that they haven't asked for. They don't even maybe wish to know. So really be aware of that we're not forcing things on them that they're not asking for. So how many conflicts are we creating by putting things on them that we see is possible that could create an amazing life, but they may be not interested? Like, and I know it's so insane because I was like, when I was younger, like, of course they want that. Of course, it's so obvious. But it isn't.
Yes. Because if you're listening, you might be a person who knows there's a greater possibility and you see the people around you and you just know so much more is possible for them and they could choose so much happiness. And then it's so easy to slip into this trying to fix them and help them. But really ask, are they interested in more happiness? Are they really receiving and choosing more happiness? And really be aware of if it's a no, be an allowance that if that's a no. There's nothing wrong about that. It's just what they choose. And what if you could choose to be happy and you're happy actually could be an inspiration for them to choose something different whenever that is.
Yeah.
Yay. Should we talk a little bit about tell people only what they can hear?
Yeah. Let's do that.
Because
it's such a big part of how you're creating ease for you actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a really interesting topic to talk about because a lot of people don't like this one. I've noticed sometimes in class because we should be so honest.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Tell your truth. Telling your truth is actually where you tell somebody your judgment and what your right is of your point of view. That's not allowance.
Yeah.
Usually not. No, definitely not. And it's really like the tool is really just tell people what they can hear. So to, like really look into, be aware what they can receive, where they are, what they're asking for, what they're willing to hear. Because what we do, like if I go, for example, and change my life or go to class and get so much new awareness, it's an awareness I have, not that somebody else has that wasn't there. So it's really interesting just to be aware what people can receive. And I often tell people when they've been in class, like, be aware when you go home and you have fellows, boyfriend, girlfriend at home, please be aware to tell them something and then let them ask. Let them ask, because then you will know where they're interested in hearing something. Don't try to, like, fill them up.
Yeah, and, you know, it's so much like telling them what they want to hear or what they can hear. That's really, oh, I'm echoing. That's really about being in the question and actually be kind to them.
Yes. And you can really ask people, what would it take for you to, like, what would it take for me to be kind here? What would it take to be for me to be kind to me here? Like, you can ask these questions also while you're talking to people.
And allowance is really a cool, kind thing. It's really super kind because you're like, if people choose to do heavy in problems, being in allowance of that is really the greatest kindness to be to them because that creates eventually the invitation for something different. And it doesn't force them out of something that you have decided is something they should get out of.
I actually have an example. Like, so if we're willing to acknowledge that we only want to hear what we're interested in, and just imagine this, a situation where somebody's coming to you and they want to tell you something that you're totally uninterested in. You're not an ounce of, you don't have an ounce of interest in that. And they just keep on going on and on and on. How fun is that for you?
How irritating do you get?
It's not fun at all. But then for some reason, we think that our family should be interested in us, so they should want to listen and they should be happy if we want to tell them everything about us. No, it's not even kind. It's no allowance for them. It's really about being willing to tell them what they want to hear if you want to have ease in your life.
I mean, that's
so what would you like to choose?
You can be the space of you. You can be everything you are and be what they require you to be. It doesn't, you know, exclude the other. You can just be an allowance and being aware that you are that greatness that you are. And in this second, what they can receive is a little tiny part of you. And if you're just allowing yourself to play along, how much easier would your life be? It's kind of like, you know, playing your Oscar, having fun and taking home your Oscar by playing whatever they require you to be. How much more ease would you have?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, exactly. How much more ease would you have? Because, like, really, whatever we have been talking about today, it's honestly, it's all about you, like what you can do and change to create more ease for you with your family. It's not about anybody else changing themselves, because that will be a lifelong fight.
It's like and, the guilt tennis.
Yeah, exactly. And I know my colleagues very well, and we have tried that version, and it didn't work very well, and it was very heavy, and a lot of fighting, and it wasn't fun at all. So we don't recommend that to anyone. We really don't recommend that to anyone.
No, definitely not. We're all good trained in that.
Yeah.
So
let's run a clearing again.
Yeah, do that. So let's actually do them. Shall we do them all three a couple of times to really hit that space?
We can do one each and do twice time or something.
Hey, we can.
Yes,
so
awesome.
What stupidity are you using to create the reactive universe with your family you are choosing? And everything that is, sounds a gazillion. Can we destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes. Good and bad, right or wrong, corn pop, all my shirts, pay me off.
And we really want to say, like, if you have any energy or charge or intensity coming up with these processes, please just recognize that Yeah, recognize that and be grateful. And please use them for you, because they will change things and create a different space for you.
And if you're not grateful, just use them.
Yeah, okay.
Use them until you are, because sometimes you're just pissed. Just still use them.
So what stupidity are you using to create the reactive universe with your family you are choosing? And everything that is time to sin, can we destroy and uncreate all?
Yes. Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, put and poke, all night, short, space, and beyond.
And what stupidity are you using to create the choiceless universe with your family you are choosing? And everything that is, times Godzillion, will you please destroy and uncreate all?
Yes. Right or wrong, good or bad, put and poke, all night, short, space, and beyond.
Everyone has to talk about it. You want to run it again?
Yeah.
Yes. What stupidity are you using to create the choiceless universe with your family you are choosing? And everything that is, times Godzillion, will you please destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right, good, bad, for the poke, all night, short, space, and beyond.
Cool. So we're coming out the end of our show, and I can just end with, what energy, space, and consciousness can I be to have totally clarity, ease, joy, and being me with my family for all eternity? We
and
want to thank everybody today for the program. So sorry, we're really at the end now. And if you want to tune in at the same time next week, and please email us if you have any feedback or point of view, or you would like to hear something else talk about. And we're so grateful you were on the show. And welcome back. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to The Value of Controversy. What questions did we create for you today? Write in and tell us. Please join us again next Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about us, please visit our website at thevalueofcontroversy.com. Until our next show, be controversial and have a great week. Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.